artists with lived experience of mental health challenges are taking centre stage at the Mindshare exhibition located at the North Adelaide Library for Mental Health Awareness Month. The annual event, which runs until tomorrow, is a collaboration between community organisations showcasing visual art, writing and photography, which aims to spark open conversation regarding mental health while celebrating creativity as a form of expression and healing. Ella Panizzolo spoke with Lucy Wade, Life Without Barriers South Australian Director of Child, Youth and Family Services, and Verity Jance, a kinship carer whose nephew is involved in the art exhibition.
Life Without Barriers is a supporting agency for myself and my nephew as part of their Child, Youth, Family program. My nephew participates in the Living Arts program with Life Without Barriers and headed up by Fee Theodorus.
So Life Without Barriers has been collaborating on the Mindshare Group exhibition for a while now. So we host it every year in October, and it's a partnership between ourselves, the Mental Health Coalition of South Australia, NEAMIS National Arts Programme, in addition to Skylight Mental Health and the City of Adelaide.
Can you share from your understanding what role does art play when it comes to mental health and wellbeing?
There's two factors here, well, actually three: preventative, educational, also providing an outlet for people who find it difficult to actually communicate their experience in traditional formats such as talking or even actually letting people know what it is that they need.
So I might just preface by saying that Life Without Barriers is obviously a national organisation. We support clients who are experiencing mental health struggles. Our connection and Verity's connection to the exhibition is really through our Living Arts programme, and the Living Arts programme forms part of our Foster and Kinship Care programme. So it's an arts-based program for children with a care experience, and it really is an opportunity for them to showcase their voice and engage in therapeutic arts-based activities. And it's well evidenced that there is a link and a connection between the creative arts and positive mental health, particularly around recovery and therapeutic intervention. And I think whilst the process of creation itself is incredibly therapeutic, the process of creation also involves bringing people together. So that's very much our approach when we are coordinating arts-based activities. We do some individual work, but wherever possible, we bring people together.
What responses have some of the artists that have been involved in the exhibition had to say?
Jasper talks about when he was younger, he would find it really difficult to express himself. However, art has always been, when I say art, I'm talking from music, drawing, but there would be times when he would have really struggled to relate his experience, whatever that was at that time. And so he would draw pictures, and then they became, I guess, a guide for me to then help to explore and be able to support him better. That ultimately was his form of communication. He's much older now. He's 13 now, and he has a lot of language, and that language is born out of the creative way he used to express himself in the beginning. And what that means for him now is he has this incredible language around his emotions, his experiences, and being a part of things like the Mindshare exhibition, what he says is that this actually gives him a voice. So he feels seen. You know, children, particularly children in the out-of-home care sector, are amongst our most vulnerable population. And I think there's a lot of shame and stigma attached. And to be able to have a space where he feels seen and witnessed in his experience as a human being is invaluable.
How important do you believe collective exhibitions like this are when it comes to sharing individual stories of well-being and mental health awareness, as well as public perception?
It's a really powerful and tangible way, actually, of kind of showcasing the strength and resilience that exists in, you know, when people are struggling with mental health. I think that all too often when we talk about mental health, it's done in a very negative light, and we talk about mental health struggles and poor mental health. But actually, the beauty of recovery and the beauty of positive mental health is around connection and around the strategies that people use to be able to support positive mental health. Often the artwork that people create is something that they do and that's quite hidden. So I think having the opportunity to exhibit and to show and share the work that they've created is incredibly validating for them, for the pieces that they've created, but also for them as individuals.
What have been some of the changes over the years?
One of the things that we've tried to do over time is to really evolve the exhibition. And I suppose over time, I guess we learn and evolve about how we can maximize the value and impact of the exhibition. And one of the things that we've done more recently is really think about how can we live and breathe and demonstrate our values as an organization in walking alongside young people, making sure that we walk the talk. And one of the things that we have done more recently in this exhibition is to facilitate a piece that's been developed by team members, so Life Without Barriers staff, that really looks at the values that we try and emulate every day as an organisation and as individuals within that organisation.
It's not just Life Without Barriers, there's Skylight Mental Health. I think, the power is when it's not just one organization showcasing or stepping into that space, it's how they all link together to then benefit all of their clients. And I just think that's a really something special.
In terms of moving forward, how would you like to see policymakers prioritise art in relation to mental health?
It wasn't so long ago that NDIS actually removed art therapies from funded therapies. They've brought that back in since. The value it has on somebody's internal view of themselves is really important as well.
Lucy Wade, Life Without Barriers South Australian Director of Child, Youth and Family Services, and Verity Jantz, a kinship carer, speaking with The Wire's Ella Panizzolo.